That's right. Rentfree1310 at gmail.com. If there's something that's living in your brain pan and it just won't leave, share with the class. We want to know about it, and we will discuss it every Wednesday right here on The Sweet Spot. And we will call our own foul on this show. We are not above that, because yesterday we did Hamdom Drop, and we definitely made a mistake, and our friend Alex Willard was quick to email. He said, currently living in my head rent-free. Y'all did a drop from Family Guy where the announcer says, in ever. Y'all said it was from the WNBA clip, but it's actually from the cutaway where the second baseman has no arms. The announcers say, and he hasn't had a hit in ever. Thank you, that's Alex. Right. And, of course, that is the great Bucky LaGrange. How could we forget? But let's enjoy this classic moment from Family Guy.
Poor Meg. She got a worse deal than that no-armed baseball player, Bucky LaGrange.
Ground ball to shortstop. The throw is to second. And again, the ball sails past LaGrange into right field. The runners will score, and a cascade of boos rain down from the stands as clearly the fans' sympathy for this scrappy little no-arm man has run out. Now, granted, the throw was a little wide, but you gotta believe that a two-arm player would have made the catch. In fact, a one-arm player would have at least had a shot at it, which calls to mind the question once again, why, with all the two-armed youngsters waiting in the minor leagues, does this team stick with an armless second baseman?
And he hasn't had a hit in ever.
In ever, Jerry. In ever.
In ever. So hilarious.
And I love that show because that's clearly an idea that they thought was funny, but they had nowhere to put it. So they just have a total non sequitur just to get to it.
The throw to the second baseman sails over him because he has no arm.
And all he's just doing standing there kicking dirt while the team's running around trying to chase the ball.
He's hopping.
The play-by-play, too, is so great in there because it sounds like a classic baseball play-by-play guy.
Well, and I think the reason we got it mixed up is because it's the same guy
that
does the voice. I think his name's John something.
Do we have that one by chance?
Oh, I'm sure we do.
The WNBA.
Golly.
We can pull it up.
Sure we can.
That's one of my favorites, too.
But thanks again to Alex for letting us know that we screwed up.
But
I think
and Bucky LaGrange is a Monty bingo, too.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. We probably figured it out during the break, though, that we screwed that up.
Don't know.
Do we have WNBA at all?
God, this place officially sucks worse than the WNBA. And at the top of the second half, it's 16-9. Easton leads the scoring with 4.
And that's why she commands $7,000 a year. These gals sure do make it look difficult.
But is having this minor skill worth being so unattractive? That's for the fan to decide.
Yay!
They still don't make that much money, which is really sad.
It's getting better.
They make like $70,000 a year.
Watched a little Caitlin last night for about five minutes, you know.
Yeah, I watched Our Wings a couple nights ago. Fell a little short.
It happens.
But Paige Becker's 19 points.
All right.
Somewhere around 19. We're not really sure.
Thanks again to Alex for letting us know we screwed up. And something that has been living in my head rent-free for the better part of a week. We got back from the compound, and it's so great, especially in person, to see Gordo do his fake Elvis.
Yeah.
And fake Elvis doing the audiobooks of the Bible was just hilarity.
It's seeing your favorite band live in the front row.
And, of course, he got tripped up on the speech of Elvis from back in the day saying, never been strung out.
Strung out.
And here's a little taste of that, because I think this happened pretty soon before he died. Like, when he was Fat Elvis, all pilled up, and he decided just to take a minute during a concert to let everybody know that he wasn't too happy with the media.
I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids, and I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu.
Sounds like Mitch Hedberg.
One day, was
I? Bet.
But all across this town, I was strung out. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your damn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody in my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your damn tongue out by the roots. Thank you very much.
Let's go on to the next song.
Anyway.
Heartbreak Hotel.
And it's impressive to see how much of that Gordo has memorized. Like, he can just drop that off the top of his head.
How did he get on that? Because I've never heard that audio piece until Wednesday night at the compound when he played it. But, yeah, he was just... He was saying strung out, and then Gordo just started reciting Bible verses, just kind of half-assed and mumbling over words. So funny.
Love
and
it.
Now I've been saying, like, if I'm watching the Ranger game last night and Adolis Garcia swings at strike three that's 2 feet out of the strike zone, I'm like, he's strung out.
Yeah, anything out.
Struck out.
Yeah, chill out.
Chill out.
Cool out, whatever.
Struck out.
All right.
Totally struck out.
This is a random one, but I like it because this is the spirit of this segment. This is from P1 Peter. Sweet spot.
Peter.
When I was listening to the Rangers-Mariners games on the radio, every time I hear the name Randy Arozarena, I hear the Bruce Springsteen living rent-free in my head singing Rosalita Jump a Little Higher from the song Rosalita Come Out Tonight from the mid-70s. And I guess now when I think of Randy Arozarena, I too might think of
okay.
Rosalita.
Okay.
Rosalita.
I thought he was going to go somewhere else with this, because when I hear Randy Arozarena, I start singing Mr. Dabalina by Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Did I sing it to Mr. Arozarena?
I think
Randy
of how
Arozarena,
EA tried to pronounce his name once.
Say again?
How was that?
EA tried to pronounce his name once, and it was...
Randy Arozarena.
Randy Arozarena.
Randy Arozarena.
Oh man, I would love EA to do PA one night.
EA PA?
What if he did?
PA EA would be the best.
We can make this happen.
We probably
bring
could.
Bring the great game back or something.
Alright, and finally, let's go to another Alex. This is from P1 Alex Burris, and also known as Ranch Pizza on social media, who's a frequent contributor to, the Birdhouse. But he says, Dear Sweet Spot, the thing that's been stuck in my head for almost 15 to 20 years staying rent-free is none other than the great Marvin Cease with his classic R&B song, Candy Liquor, Love Your Buns. Now, I know of this because I think 10 to 15 years ago, Danny on the Hardline decided to share this with the class, and I went back and listened to the whole song last night, and this had to be edited, and just the idea he started out as a gospel singer, but decided to make it mainstream by singing love ballads, including things that maybe not everybody in the community is willing to do for their lady. Let's go ahead and roll some of this hand. But a really good groove.
Oh, yeah. I'm not ashamed no more. I want to do the thing that your love never did before, girl. Baby, let me be your candy liquor girl. Some innuendo there.
It's a good song. I'm not ashamed. I want to be your candy liquor girl. Let me lick you up. Let me lick you down. Turn around, baby. Let me lick you all around. Oh, let me lick you, girl, like you never should. Oh, baby. Oh, honey. I want to lick you, girl. I want to make you feel good. Like your lover should. I want to lick you till you come. Whoa. I'm not yeah.
That's where that came in.
And he'll drop that a few times throughout the song. The
song's about the Cold War.
There was no innuendo that. Yeah, it's not about the Cold War.
Not at
Sean.
All.
Pretty
not
sure I'm
all.
Right.
No.
If anything, this is about trench warfare,
okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We skip ahead
gotta
a little
take
bit.
Take care of your feet.
Because this is like a 7-minute song, and he just keeps going. I want to make you feel good, like your lover
should. I want to lick you till you come. Whoop.
Again,
innuendo.
Summer chill, Lando.
Let's go.
Well, from what I understand, Donnie was telling me he lost a bet and he had to do this at ticket stop. So this has been done with the Time Wasters before. Girl, they don't give a
damn whether you. Trying to remember when he did that.
I don't quite.
I remember of it, but I don't know if I was working here at that time.
No.
But I'm jealous, it is baby. It is a nice, groovy song, though.
And he kept saying he's Jody. He kept referring to himself as Jody. And if you look up what Jody means, it's a military term.
Foster.
It's for the dudes that would swoop in and woo your girl while you were away on deployment.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar.
So that's Jody. Yeah, yeah, Lando knows all about the Jodys, right? I'm going to stick out my tongue now. You know what? I want to make you...
Whoa. Every time it catches me off guard, I don't know why. What if this was used at the Stars game tonight? After we replaced Pantera with Candy Liquor.
I think that would be very confusing. But you know what? If it works,
we could all wave our towels.
If it works, it works. I played this for the wife too last night. Just to get her reaction,
just to get her ready. Like, hey, this is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Let her know this has been saved to my phone.
This is what we're
just in case.
This is what we're talking about.